Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Christ Died for All. Christ died for all. There are those who don't believe that Jesus died for all. They hold that the atonement only applies to the elect. I contend that the Bible teaches that Christ died for all, which is why all are accountable for accepting the gospel. If Jesus did not die for all, then there is no gospel for the non-elect to reject. But clearly, there is. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Christ at his second coming comes to judge those who, quote, do not obey the gospel. Why are they being judged for what does not apply to them? The gospel is that Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. If they are held accountable for not obeying the gospel, it can only mean that it applied to them and they refuse to accept it. This is consistent with Hebrews 10:27, which speaks of the worthy punishment that applies to those who have, quote, trampled the Son under God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace. Peter speaks of false teachers, quote, even denying the Lord who bought them, 2 Peter 2:1. Jesus paid for them. The problem is that they deny him. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest made atonement for all the assembly of Israel, Leviticus 16:17. God said the blood on the altar was the atonement for the soul, Leviticus 17:11. The Day of Atonement signified repentance, and on that basis, cleansing from sin. Passover highlights sacrifice as the basis for salvation, Exodus 12. The Day of Atonement highlights the response of human repentance that appropriates it. Salvation is by faith alone, but it must be the right kind of faith. A true saving faith involves the element of repentance. Note that three times in Leviticus 23, verse 27, 29, and 32, they are told that they must afflict their souls on this day, which implies fasting and repentant sorrow. And note that verse 29 says that the person who is not afflicted in soul shall be cut off from his people. Provision was made for all, but it had to be personally appropriated. This is ultimately a picture of Christ and the salvation he has provided. Hebrews 10. Christ has made atonement for all, but it must be personally appropriated in saving faith. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Note the words, all we, at the beginning of the verse, and us all at the end of Isaiah 53:6. In Hebrew, the beginning and the ending of the verse are identical, showing that grace wholly answers to the sin of all. Isaiah 53:6 begins with a universal need and ends with universal provision. Christ's atonement is just as universal as mankind's sin. But here is the deal. The Savior must be received by faith. John 1:12 says, quote, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. The scarlet thread of redemption. All the way through the Bible, we see the theme of redemption. The word redemption means to deliver by paying a price. The Bible paints one consistent picture that the price of sin required a blood payment. In Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned against sin, God provided tunics of skin for clothing, Genesis 3:21. Abel brought an offering, an animal offering, to God, which was acceptable, Genesis 4:4. In Exodus, we have the Passover lamb, Exodus 12. In Leviticus, we have the sacrificial system and blood given for atonement on the altar, Leviticus 17:11. In Joshua, we find Rahab binding a scarlet cord in her window, Joshua 2:18. Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 graphically portray the blood sacrifice of Christ. In the Gospels, we have Christ introduced as the Lamb of God, followed by his crucifixion, considered in great detail. Acts propagates the story. The epistles further explain it. The book of Revelation 26 times speaks of Jesus in reference to the Lamb and concludes with him coming clothed with a robe dipped in blood, Revelation 19:13. The very heart of the scarlet thread of redemption is found right here in Isaiah 53, and more specifically right here in Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. The gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3. The gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the Old Testament scriptures, such as found here in Isaiah 53. In introducing Jesus, John the Baptist declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," John 1:29. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 5:6 says, "Christ died for the ungodly." In 1 Timothy 2:6, Paul says, "Christ gave himself a ransom for all." Hebrews 2:9 explains that by the grace of God, Jesus tasted death for everyone. John explains, quote, "And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world," 1 John 2:2. May we all come to the point of saying with Paul, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me," Galatians 2:20. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.